You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. It's an 80s Friday, and we're kicking it up a notch, as some guy from New Orleans once said with an annoying New England accent. Welcome back to the show, 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. If you miss anything, kvy.com. We're going to keep Ron Arenas for one more segment because he's got to answer that question. And then my other friend CJ Hams here from Saguaro Corners. How are you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Spoiling the crap out of us. While you guys are having your dried out granola and Cheerios and crap.
And what'd you call Kirkland coffee?
Kirkland. Dog crap.
Dog crap.
it's like yes, it's a wonderful tasting of the Kirkland dog crap blend. It's a chow chow mix today. So we got lobster rolls, killer salads, cocktails, and some sort of dumpling.
Yeah, well, when you asked me to do this, it wasn't quite 147 yet, so right. I had a whole new menu planned out, and it got so hot, I'm like, I want to show off a little bit more of the lighter summer side of swirls, so that's what I brought you today.
Yeah, and doing a New England lobster roll is perfecto.
Kicking it up a notch. That, thank Bam! You.
So I want to get to Ron, back to Ron real quick, because Roberta called up, right. And then we ran out of time, so I want to answer her question. So she talked about how, I guess her compressor got hot.
Right. Anytime there's a power surge, and there's a lot of them in Tucson during the summer,
right,
your compressor will turn off and kick back on real quick, and it will actually kind of just do a timeout, and it'll need to be reset. So turn off your AC for about 45 minutes, let it cool down, and it should come back on.
Okay. All right. And then she talked about the idea of a really... You're talking about your buddy who was he hadn't changed his, he didn't even know where his filter was.
Right, right.
How's that for sad? Listener Martin said that Leah Marquez Peterson was on a corporation commission. She was on another show in Tucson, and it said that you should change your filters every 6 months.
That'll keep us in business.
So, PictureRocksCooling.com, and of course, 440-4069 for anything you need in relation to your heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Right.
Do you even have the plumbers working on ACs now?
No. They're plumbing only.
Thank you. CJ Hamm, Saguaro Corners. So let's talk about the last 15 months of...
Oh, boy.
The goofiness.
How long am I on for?
You're on for an hour. We might cover it.
Yeah, it's been an interesting ride, to say the least.
It's been weird, right? So you had the initial shutdowns of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's kind of this varying levels of opening, distancing, you know, everyone wearing shower curtains and whatever we got to do.
And it was almost like, you know, of course, nothing's personal, but it was almost like they... planned it like so I have Mulligans and Swirl Corners,
right?
And so they closed us down St. Patrick's Day, which is Mulligan's biggest day of the year,
right?
And then they didn't open us up.
That's like a nightmare, until, right? The government closes down an Irish bar restaurant,
and then they open up. Like, it was like the day after Mother's Day, which was Swirl Corners' busiest day of the year. You know what I mean?
It's like, let's close down every Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
just fine. So now we're to this point where you have this pent up demand, right?
Correct.
Everyone, their mother, you know. My perspective skewed, right? Because I'm one of those guys who safely tried to live his life and go do it.
Right.
Right. But a lot of our brothers and sisters have been trapped, like they've trapped themselves like rats in their house for 14 months.
And I feel bad for them coming back out because people are a lot weirder than they were before. I mean, it's just constant now. I don't get it. But there's definitely a newfound love for, going out and living life, as you say.
You know, it's like one of these, you know, these vampire people coming out and like, oh, the hideous light of the day star, right? You know, like, oh God, you know, but they want to go out and do stuff, right? I mean, I'm seeing it at the hotels, right? That the hotels that should be on sale for the summer, they're getting $230 to $250 a night to go stay at a resort right now because everyone's
doing it.
I just got to go. They don't care if it's 115 out. I got to go.
Yeah. And Las Vegas isn't discounting any rooms and they're packed.
No, they're. Vegas has got to be nuts right now.
Oh boy,
let's take an AC question before we're gonna do it all. AC and food questions, all at the same thing. Show Al, what do you got for me?
Hey, I'm sorry to take away from the time to keep adding to this.
No, that's okay. We're here to serve. While you talk, I'm gonna eat lobster.
Less work for me.
Is that the same thing you do if your AC has a surge suppressor on it? Do you still do the same thing?
Yes, I would. Even though and you should have a surge protector on your unit, but it's just turning that compressor on and off really quick. That's what does it, and that's what makes it reset.
Well, thank you very much for that information, and you'll save my used car on the roof.
Thank you. Thanks, Al. Have a good day. So here's a good question. I was just saying about how do I know if I have a surge protector on my AC?
So it should be, and I don't think you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's on your disconnect box. You have a disconnect box mounted to your house, and there's fuses in there.
Right.
And it's connected to your disconnect box.
Are you saying I should have one?
You should have one. It's a good idea, especially with electrical storms we have during the monsoons.
All right. When you're out of your crazy, crazy time, please come to the house.
Look, I'm a professional salesman, this guy.
He just sold you on something right here live on the air. I love it. That is good work, sir.
I love Ron. I trust him implicitly. So if he says I need it, I need it. So,
but an AC guy in Tucson is kind of like a crack dealer on Grant and Alvernon. You know? Sells itself.
No selling needed. There's
no, there's no crack dealers on Swan and Alvernon.
No.
All right. When we come back, we're gonna. You gotta get going. You gotta do.
I can do another one.
All right. We'll do one more. Yeah. Ron's gonna hang out with us. We're gonna get talking food with CJ Ham, Saguaro Corners, and Mulligans. There's amazing lobster rolls here. That I just stole a piece of lobster while I was talking. Bellissimo.
Beautiful.
It's way beautiful. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30. The Voice. 80s kind of Friday. All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. One of my favorite 80s bands, the Kids from the Fix.
Yeah, he's killing it with the 80s music today. I love it.
We're doing it up on an 80s kind of Friday, and it's also Paul McCartney's birthday, so we're going to play a few tunes from him. We play a truckload of Beatles on this show, so we don't feel bad. I thought, should we do an all Beatles thing? And then I said, nah, I feel like doing the 80s thing. So
I haven't heard you guys play very much 21 Savage lately.
What's that?
It's a new rap.
Exactly. Ron Arenas is here, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, for one more segment. If you want to sneak a question in about your AC during the most hellish week of the year.
Hopefully.
We're
not get much worse.
It's almost over.
We're blessed to have him here, as we are, CJ Ham from Saguaro Corners. I just had about two bites of the lobster roll.
It is fantastic.
Thank you.
How do we? So for people who aren't from the East Coast who understand the lobster roll, what goes into a good lobster roll?
So I mean I try to keep it simple. Good lobster is good lobster. You don't want to overpower it. So we get real Maine lobster.
Is lobster getting cheaper than steak right now?
No, it was for a while. I started this whole thing last summer. We were doing like lobster fest on Thursdays because it was cheap, because it was a luxury item. Not a lot of people were buying it, but. Yeah, that's ended.
Okay.
It's gone back up. All food has gone up, like, mm-hmm. just tremendously. So I like to keep it simple. I make basically an aioli or a mayonnaise, a little bit of, you know, lemon and garlic and stuff like that. Toss the tail meat in it. You got to put it on a nice split top buttered roll. I get mine from Vero's, and that's about it. A little sprinkle of fresh chives. It's done.
Perfect summer kind of deal.
Yeah, cold. You know, the bun's a little warm, but, you know, it's a cold sandwich. Refreshing. I like it.
What I like about it, you did not over mayonnaise it. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, no. I mean,
it's just enough.
Yeah.
Because I've had some where they think they're giving me a potato salad.
Yeah.
And they're like,
well, and
slow
also,
your roll.
Like, I feel like
literally,
if you have something like a, you know, an ingredient like lobster, I had to make my own mayonnaise too. I don't want to just scoop Kraft on it. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. that's you can overpower it really easily.
That is pretty. That'd be sacrilege. Right.
I'm sure there's plenty of places that do it. Maybe not here. But I think there's only a couple of us that even do lobster rolls in town.
So you brought us kind of summer stuff today. So what are some of the other things that are kind of that light summery feel that you're doing at Saguaro?
Yeah, so this is our smoked cob over here. And that's, you know, salads obviously are good. The reason why it's a smoked cob is because it's our house smoked turkey, and then also the bacon on there. You know, it's got some fresh blue cheese, and it's got our white balsamic vinaigrette, which is kind of bright and acidic, so I like that one for summer.
Hold on. The idea that you're actually smoking your own turkey.
Yeah.
You're a sick puppy, in a good way.
Well, yeah, I'm not... I'm not standing out there in a smoker in the summer, but it's getting done. We'll put it that way. And then this is our new, this actually, this other salad over here is our new addition to the summer menu. And it's, it's literally called summer steak salad, right?
Right.
Not very creative, but it's alliteration, so it works.
I love it.
And this one's kind of like all refreshing things that I think of when I think of summer. So there's, you know, you got your lettuce in there, then there's some watermelon, some mint.
Nice.
Some grape tomatoes, and then we marinate for 3 days, skirt steak, grill that baby, slice it up thin, put it on top.
Awesome.
And it comes with our cilantro, or jalapeno cilantro vinaigrette.
So, you know, I love making fun of how they package things at supermarket meat and seafood places.
Yeah, I think that was our best show ever at one point.
If you think about it, the shrimp ring discussion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was major.
Has become part of the legend of the show to this day.
Right.
To this day, there is one person a month minimum who sends me a picture of them with a freaking shrimp ring. And I remember, I don't know if you were, I did it on Facebook one day, and someone's like, "Hey, bro, I love those. What's the problem?"
Yeah, yeah, they took a beating.
Well, again, it's the idea that they're dry, over-crapped out, crappy shrimp that was made on a sweat farm in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like it's something that I could use for bait, right?
I mean, you don't even want to eat what you catch with them, though. That's the problem. Even the fish that eat shrimp rings are bad news.
We did a show, CJ and I. It was, you're at a potluck, right? And you look at the items on that someone brought. And this is the I don't give a damn one, right? And the I don't give a damn on the high end was the shrimp ring.
Yeah, I mean, we had quite a few, but the shrimp ring rang out as the star of the show.
And then I remember telling a story of a buddy of mine years ago from the tourism world literally brought this thing. It looked like a massacre on a plate, right?
Yeah.
So it was two 8-ounce blocks of cream cheese.
I remember
fake crab smothered with cocktail sauce. And then he had his Keebler townhouse crackers. And then he was so excited. He goes, "I've tried them with other. These are the best crackers."
That's almost as bad as what is that orange ball thing with like almonds around it?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Kakana cheese ball.
with the
port wine cheese.
Yeah.
7902040. Let's go to Umpire John up in Flagstaff. He's got an AC question. What's up?
Yes, I do for Ron, but I'm getting hungry. I don't know. That all sounds good to me.
Well, I'm sure there's some hippie joint in Flagstaff you can go to.
I'm a heathen. Anyway, for Ron, I've got a mini split system, and I finally looked behind my outdoor condensing unit, and the inlet on that is getting a little bit furry. How can you clean those fins delicately?
Yeah, you can just spray them off with your garden hose. Just don't put a powerful sprayer on there, but you can definitely spray them off real good and keep that coil clean.
Yeah, the coil is you know, 4 inches away from an exterior wall, and I never looked back there till just the other day and go, holy stuff.
Right. It pulls the air in through there, so it's going to catch all the debris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm sitting outside on my back deck watching a thrasher eat bird seed and enjoying 65 degrees and a cup.
Get this guy off the damn air. I'm sick of him. John, good talking to you, buddy.
Take care. Y'all take care. Thank you, Ron.
You too.
Right, later, buddy. I knew he was going to shove that.
As soon as you said Flagstaff, I knew where he was going.
Sitting out here looking at the trees at 60 degrees, drinking a glass of bourbon. You guys enjoy your hell down there. So what I was going to say that got me into the shrimp ring story is, you said skirt steak, right?
Yeah.
What I always love about supermarket skirt steak, they give you this chunk.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like about 4 inches. It's like $10.99 a pound. They go, great for grilling.
That's very similar to the way they, you ever see the, like the lamb at a grocery store?
Right.
It's always just this teeny little, what am I going to do with that?
The other one too is that like fries, right? So you get like a pork shoulder that you could throw in a slow cooker or something like that. And they have to put the big orange sticker, cut and wrapped for free, that says on it. You're like, what? Isn't that all the meats?
Right.
And you ain't doing nothing. I'm pretty sure you're not doing anything for free.
Luckily, I haven't seen that. I don't know.
It's this big orange sticker, right? It's like, what, beforehand you were just
walking out with a half a pig on your shoulder?
Here at Kroger, we cut and frap our meat for free. Thanks, Jesus.
Well, if you remember at the beginning of Flintstones, they did just come put the ribs right on there raw. Right. Not wrapped or anything.
While we're talking about pork, I want to get into some other stuff that you're doing. I want to get to those dumplings in a sec. So yesterday I made these, I put them on Facebook. It's this is the way I do my ribs now. It's the America's Test Kitchen rib. And I put the video, you can just put America's Test Kitchen and put slow cooker ribs. It's the best way I've ever done ribs at home. So you do your dry rub, do anything you want, right? Dry rub and just throw four. So right now, Kroger... Wrap for free. They have the back ribs for $2.99 a pound. Okay. Never buy those pork spare ribs they're selling at the supermarket. They are the worst grade rib ever. It's like a man bear pig kind of thing.
And there's like three bites of meat on a rack.
It's all fat. It's all fat. So you cut those suckers in half, so you have four half racks. Put them into your slow cooker. I'm a big liner guy. I love the slow cooker liner. It's the greatest thing ever invented by man.
Do you line for free?
I line for free. And just throw those suckers in there and put them on low for about 6-7 hours. And then finish them on your barbecue or your broiler. I did broiler. I didn't want to stand outside last night.
Yeah. Don't blame you.
With some barbecue sauce. Or, right, you could, you're right. I just could have put it outside the door of my house. Then they would have broiled. But and then just finish them off with barbecue sauce. And it's like perfectly tender, crisp up nice under the broiler.
Beautiful.
Have a nice life. Really easy. You know, the old days that you would slow cook them at 200 in the oven.
Yeah, you don't have the oven on all day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really, really good. So, one more thing. I want to get to these wontons. Tell me about these wontons you made here.
So,
and the great dipping sauces that go with it.
Yeah, thank you. Fear of the mind. Here we are. So it's just a pork and I'm doing kind of a Asian Southwestern hybrid on it. So it's a pork and cabbage pot sticker. Then I serve it with a soy salsa maca. And a yum yum sauce, and then it comes with a little cabbage dress salad.
Tell me about salsa macas.
So it's from the central Mexico region, and it's usually like chili crisp in Asian culture, you know, like the chili oil with the crispy chilies in it.
Oh, sure.
Similar to that, what I did is I made it kind of a hybrid dough. So it's you take a bunch of dried chilies. I use guajillo, arbol, and ancho.
Right.
And you kind of fry them almost. It's kind of reminds you, remember Italian frying peppers?
Oh, sure. You're absolutely.
Doing the same thing. You're frying them in oil. Then you add all your, seasonings and everything. I go one step further, though, than having, like, the chili crisp. I go one step further because I put all the soy sauce and ginger and everything in it. So I kind of make it a little bit smoother, so it's just an easier dip.
Okay. Very nice.
Thank you.
I like that. Again,
I like to play with my food.
Well, that's one of the things we've always appreciated. That's why I love talking with guys like you or Ben from Divine Bovine, Wendy. You guys are taking that extra step.
Yeah. Right?
Trying to think about
it. The only way I know how.
You know, and then you have Devin Sanner, who's...
He takes 27 extra steps. And then explains each one so eloquently. It's like, I don't even want to hang around him. He makes me look mad.
So, of course, Devin and Matt do these the Zio Pepe over there.
Yeah, they're crushing it right now.
They are crushing it. All right. Ron Arenas, have an amazing day.
Great. Thank you. Happy Father's Day.
You too. Keep up the good work at Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, and I'm going to say stay cool, but it's bullcrap. So.
Yeah, don't even bother.
We leave when the cooling starts.
Awesome. Oh, I like that. Look at you. He's working on more taglines.
Yeah.
Say hi to your song out of it. Say hi to your beautiful wife for me.
I will. Thank you.
All right. CJ and I are going to move on for another half hour here. Frank Antonori, another Italian with some energy, is coming up in the third hour. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. There we go. So right now we're doing an 80s kind of Friday. We got Ray Allen spinning the tunes, and we have my friend CJ Hamm from Saguaro Corners and Mulligans here. Can either of you name the lead singer of Kaja Goo Goo? Let's go.
No.
Can barely name Kaja Goo Goo.
Oh.
I will say I really enjoyed Ray's basketball career, though.
it was real good until it ended. Then I became a movie star.
The lead singer, you don't have to call up. I know his name's Lamal. Now,
Lamal.
L-A-M-A-H-L, I think.
Only you get extra credit for spelling.
Thank you very much. Anyway, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. My buddy Sergio, and we talked about skirt steak. Up in Catalina, there's a great market called Rancheros.
Okay.
To say it's the nicest Mexican market kind of limits it. It's just the nicest little market, I think, in the county, right? Family owned, you know, the mom and you got mom, dad, the daughters. I mean, it's just a
Who's
great.
Who was asking about that the other day? Was that you? Somebody was asking about that, the best little market in.
It was probably me. Yeah. That was a couple of weeks ago, and he says their skirt steak is off the wall.
Beautiful.
Up at Rancheros. So they do the marinated skirt steaks. We also do the marinated chicken. So they do a mango habanero boneless thigh.
Okay.
For the grill.
Thigh. Yeah. Glad they went thigh.
It's
I thought you were going somewhere else.
No. So let's see. We did salads. Oh, let's talk about cocktails that you brought us today.
Yeah, I brought a couple
I'm
of
bring
our...
a few to Ray, get them lit for the rest
there
of this day.
There you go. Let's see what kind of
Ray's
music
like, it's that
get.
Kind of week.
So I brought a couple of things that remind me of summer, and then one that I just think is really cool. So we have a peach smash over there, which, you know, reminds me of summer. Obviously, peaches, and it's a good way to get your bourbon still in a cooler fashion.
Where we make a good winter fall drink, and we branch it in the summer.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Paloma. So those are refreshing. You know, they got some grapefruit in there. Which I always think is great. Like, when I was a kid, I remember summers, I'd always drink Squirt soda. You remember Squirt?
I do remember Squirt, sure.
So it just reminds me of that. And then that is their Pickle Habanero Bloody Mary.
Oh, interesting.
So Amy, who I drug in here last time and said one word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she...
she was great.
She gets a big jar of pickles that we use for, you know, the garnishes and some of the things, and infuses that with the habanero. And lets that sit for about a week, and then puts that on Bloody Mary's on a Sunday morning.
Okay.
A little bit of a kick, a little bit of pickle taste. It's kind of refreshing as well.
Reminds me of the Bloody Mary's we get from Max's down in Rocky Point. Has the big giant jalapeno as part of your garnish.
Yeah,
sitting in it.
God, I haven't been to Rocky Point in a while.
Time to go back, buddy.
I believe you.
You know what I was thinking about? So my Gray Line guys are starting to do the trip. Maybe I just got to put together just the personal, like, wake-up bus trip.
Dude, that'd be
so fun.
And
we just go disappear for 4 days.
That'd be awesome.
So
if you do that, let me know. I'm in. For sure.
We're gonna make it happen. So for you, what does summer look like for you? You said you talk about new menu,
right?
Is it done, the new menu? Is it in place?
I rolled it out a couple weeks ago. It's nothing. It's not a major overhaul by any means, but I try to lighten things up a bit, like you see here today. Take a lot of the old heavy stews. You know, pot roasts and chicken and dumplings and things like that. Pull those back for the summer because nobody's gonna order that. I like to sit on your patio for lunch and have pot roast in 117 degrees.
So, what are some of the things you like to do? I know you're cooking all the time, but you do cook for your crew at home and everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's some of the summer things you gravitate back towards during summer to cook?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know that I actually focus the home meals to seasonality as much as I do in a restaurant, obviously. And then I cook much later.
Right. Sure, right.
So, I'm not as limited to not wanting to eat. But just the other night, last thing I cooked, we did, I got the cross-cut short ribs.
Oh, so, sure.
You know, think about the ones with the, you know, they got the bones, the little ends of the bones in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got a whole bunch of those. And then some chicken I had my mom and my step-pops over. And we grilled, I marinated like a bulgogi marinade.
Oh, sure.
On those ribs.
Which is a Korean marinade.
Correct, yeah. And we had that with some rice. I did a little salad with pickled cucumber and carrot. And then kimchi. I bought the kimchi, though. I didn't make it. And then, you know, a bunch of little Korean sides. Kind of like you get at a restaurant. That's what we had.
I like that.
It was really tough grilling, though. Like you said. Yeah, I like, you guys eat, I'm going to go take a shower.
Well, it's that part, right, where you say, okay, it's in the late, like high 90s, right? And you go, oh, this would be better for me to cook it outside, right? Because then I don't heat up the kitchen, right?
Right, yeah.
But now that we're where we're at, like, hell, I'm not going anywhere near outside. That's just not working.
Luckily, I'm seasoned being in a hot kitchen all the time, so...
So I want to stay. I want to talk about the summer suit. But Korean. When you talk about Korean barbecue, right?
Yes.
So I went to a place up. It's called Sizzle. Up at
Sizzler. I love the Sizzler.
Now it's funny. I didn't know Sizzler still existed.
Yeah, it does. I don't know why, but it does.
It does. And so when I went camping up in Flagstaff a couple of weeks ago, and we were cruising through town before we came back down to Phoenix. There's a Sizzler right when you come into town, and it was in existence when I went to school there, and that's 89 to 93, oh, just man. To tell you. And so my buddy Ryan was with me, who was with me in freshman year of college, right? And he's like, "Oh my God, it's still there, it's still open."
So the nature of my business, right? You work with people that you know, kind of span an age. You know what I mean? You know, 50-year-old cook, 16-year-old hostess, so there's a lot of references that fall on deaf ears, and one of the biggest ones that I am guilty of constantly is when somebody does something good, even if it's like minimal and they should have been doing it anyway, right? I do the old white man cam jump. We going to Sizzler. We going to Sizzler. And nobody knows what the heck I'm talking about. They don't even not only do they not know what movie that's from or what, they don't even know what a Sizzler is, right?
That's I love that you actually, when you say Sizzler and you sing it, you say the way you say it, it's like Sizzla.
That's not what it is, isn't it?
We're going to Sizzler.
Well, my grandmother, when I was a young boy, loved the Sizzler, and that's how she called it. That's what she called it. Sizzler. The old New York accent.
So I don't know. I think the last time I ate at a Sizzler, I was going to NAU, and I got dragged there against
my Yeah, it had to be like 89 the last time I ate there.
I always love when you get some sort of steak from a place like that, and it's not a filet mignon, but somehow it's round.
Yeah, they rounded up. Also, they had unclean shrimp rings, shrimp for the surf and turf. But hey, they have a salad bar, Chris.
We're going on tangents like you would never believe. You got me going from one thing to the other. I remember there's a place in Flagstaff. I don't know if it's still. It's called the Huntsman's Lodge, and it's out on the east side by the mall. And Umpire John, you can text me and tell me if it still exists, but...
just don't tell us the weather.
You can take your weather and shove it. Dr. Neil's sending me texts from Cortez, Colorado with how cold it is. Shut it, Neil. And they're like, oh, you gotta go. I go, well, how's the food? Well, it's okay, but they got a salad room. To say what?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe after this Rona stuff, maybe there's no Sizzler anymore.
The one, again, it was, so okay, I'll go back to another tangent. So think about it. Because of the Rona, the entire Sweet Tomatoes company went out.
I know, that's crazy.
Right? And think about this. What we've learned is that style of serving has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Right.
Right. So we've learned that you have to be in close contact with someone facing them for a little bit of extended amount of time, maybe 15, 20 minutes, blowing enough Rona at each other's face to create a viral load. Right.
Yeah.
So remember, because that was the first.
Just the way you phrase it, I'm not sure that's going to make it.
It's true, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Ray, you're the semi-proper one in this listening to this conversation. Did I get that wrong?
No, that's true.
All right, right.
That is the right verbiage. Okay, we just won't take it any further.
Thank you. All right. So
that's coming directly from management.
All right. So what I was going to say is, so now that we know this, and we kind of probably knew this months ago, the idea that, and now maybe Sweet Tomatoes was already on the ropes at this point. We don't know. Yeah. Right, and it was just that final...
An excuse, kind of.
Right, oh, the Rona got us, bro, right? But think about all these Asian buffets that didn't open and things like that. We've learned it's not the buffet. It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, well...
And if you want to socially distance, say there's one person, put the little things. If you're there getting your all-you-can-eat, you know, gravy chicken, put a little thing that says, hey, only one person at a time can go get their... cotton candy at the...
Have you ever been to a buffet? People aren't going to read that sign. They're going to maul you for that gravy chicken. Okay? And don't you dare stand in front of that ice cream machine for more than 2 minutes or you're getting hip checked, brother. They don't play. Okay? Have you seen a Golden Corral in your life? You are really putting way too much faith in buffet goers. That's some sign. First of all, they have to be able to read it. So there's the one. You know, two, they have to care, which they don't.
One of my favorite things is, so Higgins took this culinary journey with me. I feel like the guy who does the computer show, we're going to take a computer journey together, right? This culinary journey where he would sit eating chilies, right, in the old days before he met me.
Yeah.
And thought, hey, wow, I'm killing it with these sizzling sizzla fajitas.
The sizzla flat.
And then he got it and made that connection. I said, but what was great is
he saved his life.
His dad's favorite place to eat was always Golden Corral.
Oh, God.
So, like, when his parents moved out of state, they're like, we're having our final dinner with my parents before they move. And it was, you know, at the Golden Corral on Thornydale. And he's like, yikes.
I
said, I got great cotton candy.
I honestly don't think I've ever actually been inside one, to be honest with you.
So, originally, before we went off on four tangents, I was going to say Korean barbecue, right?
Oh, wow. Way to bring it back.
Yeah. So, me and Mrs. D go to a place called Sizzle. I've passed it zillion times at Desert Ridge Mall up in Phoenix.
Okay.
And it's got the little grill in the middle of all the tables, right? Yeah. Like, built into the table kind of thing, right? And I'm like, oh, that looks fascinating, right? So, we go do it. It was fun as hell.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
And I will tell you that the amount of stuff that they brought in relation to adding and doing your thing, there were like 26 little dishes of cool stuff on the table.
You could have so many different bites. Yeah. So they have a place. Well, first of all, Takamatsu's been doing that forever. They're the Korean barbecue room.
At each table?
Really good. Yeah, and well, they have different room. They had like the sushi bar, then they have the Korean barbecue room, and they have them on each table. And then Old Fuddruckers on Speedway and Wilmot, yeah, they... They have, they're kind of cool because they have like hoods on them too.
This one had hoods on it too.
Yeah.
So that place,
yes. I went over there last 2 weeks ago.
It's pretty good.
Tell me more.
I couldn't eat because the line was so long and I had to go somewhere. It was an hour long wait.
All right. I'm going to have to get the sales team on that
one. So my deal is great food, service lax, but I've only tried it once. So,
And we got to give everyone credit first when they first open. And also, there's a lot of, we just found out that 42% of Pima County willingly does not want to work.
So, well, put me in at 42%. I don't want to work either.
Thank you very much, but you actually have to. So let's go to break. This one will get you going. Here we go. A little Wham. Wake me up before you go. Jitterbug.
Also, my alarm.
It's Andrew Ridgely and that other guy. I forgot what his name is. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice.
You went the other way with it.
Oh, there she is. There she is.
Miss Janet, if you're nasty.
Thank you.
I said that wrong. Miss Jackson.
Matt Neely, blowing your viral load in someone's face. So funny. I'm dying. Go CJ.
I didn't do it.
I said it exactly like that. But
No, you pretty much did, yeah.
Then one of my buddies from New York sends me a picture of Emperor Palpatine, and it says, even in a galaxy far, far away, the most evil person in the universe was the career politician. Not bad. Not bad. CJ Hamm, Chris DeSimone, and you, Frank Antonori, is coming up in the third hour. I was just telling you got to watch, we've talked about it on the show before, Stanley Tucci Searching for Italy.
Yeah, I do.
You know, so don't get me wrong. I know a lot of you go, oh, it's on CNN and they're a bunch of propagandist bastards. Just chill. Slow your roll. This is very good. What I did is I DVR'd it on my YouTube TV and you just fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. High quality, looks great, good music. And he literally does all these different parts of Italy, and it's Italy's culture history through its food.
You know, I think I remember you talking about that on the show.
Yeah, it's, you would love it. As a guy who is, you know, your family's from Italy, just go do it yesterday.
Gotcha.
One of my favorite stories is they called it fried pizza in Napoli, right? Which literally is kind of a calzone.
Right.
Right. But they talked about why they fried it. Like, you know, it wasn't the El Charro, hey, we dropped the burrito in the fryer. Jimmy Janga, right? Right. It wasn't that. It was the idea that they were going through a plague. Right. And so they weren't sure about the water. Whatever the bacteria was within the water. So you got to make dough with water.
Right.
So they were then folding the pizzas and frying them to kill the bacteria. Thus, the magic of the fried pizza.
A pizza oven wouldn't kill them?
I guess, this is like, it was like 100 and something years ago, man.
Pizza ovens are a lot hotter than fryers.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. Maybe not everyone had a lot of poor people. Maybe not everyone. Napoli's pretty poor.
Yeah.
So maybe not everyone had an oven.
Okay.
Which is possible.
That's definitely possible.
That's what I'm thinking. And then as I'm seeing this amazing thing that Stanley and this lady's eating, I'm like, why hasn't this made it to America?
Right.
Right?
Instead of Papa John's?
If you did a food truck that all you made were fried pizzas.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You just murder it.
Right? I'd be there 9 months a year.
Right. It's like three, and then move it up to Umpire, go up to Flagstaff in the summer and sell your fried pizza, for God's sakes.
Not a bad plan.
So I was telling you, you're going up to Pine Top in a little bit for a little vacay, and go try this Munich House place.
You got it. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a German restaurant. It's got a big, beautiful backyard with grass. Just go sit out there. They got a bunch of Vestensteiners.
Do they have a boot?
I think they have a boot.
All right.
You know what I mean? And so great amount of beers. And then they're getting their brats from Shriners in Phoenix, which is kind of like Sausage Shop Phoenix, been around for decades. So they're doing homemade brats, and they're doing schnitzels and strudels. And
beautiful.
You know, so I would please just go. It's a winner.
I listen to you, do I not?
I listen
to you.
There's no that's actually interesting. Let me do this. I want to do this real quick. Sizzler and Pine Top. What's
nope.
What?
Don't even look. It don't even matter.
You think Sizzler, Sholo, AZ.
See, it's a Sizzler.
Nope. Only Flagstaff, I say. So no Sizzler restaurants.
I don't know where I was, and it was, I don't even know when it was, but I remember I was driving on the highway, obviously not in Tucson. And I saw a sign. It was like, you know, Best Western and then Sizzler underneath. And I was like, oh, my God.
You're home.
It's literally the same font.
Oh, yeah.
The same color scheme.
It's true. So the one we went past in Flag looked exactly. Again, they didn't change crap.
No.
We're going
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
The you know, it was nice because of, I made this conscious decision, or maybe unconscious decision, that restaurants or areas that were going to be in total Uber lockdown mode, harsh as DeSimone's groove, so I'm not going.
Okay.
Okay. And down the entire downtown was that for me, right?
Yeah,
I'm a downtown guy for an Oral. I'm the most downtown guy from Oral Valley.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm telling you, I didn't for 14 months, couldn't care.
Yeah.
You know, throwing a couple of these stupid riots and marches, and
yeah.
I'm done. So I went to El Minuto for the first time. I went with Margo, and you know something? Hasn't changed. It's the same three great servers that have been there for 24 years, you know?
So I have, this is kind of the same thing. I used to go with my, I used to go with my dad and grandpa every Tuesday to Molina's Midway, and then we'd have family dinners there a lot of Fridays and stuff.
Right.
And there was the same, you know, like you said, the same three, four servers. I ran into one
at
the servers at Sizzler. Oh. He was an Uber driver, and he dropped off one of my dishwashers. Oh. Oh, my God, Rico! Anyway, sorry, go on.
No, it's good. That was perfect. And what was good is I got the carne seca plate. I think they do a nice job of it. It's different from El Charro's. They're both good.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a back and forth on your...
Yeah, Rocco got in trouble there. He's like, I like it better than You Know Who's.
Yeah, no, I saw the whole thing.
The You Knew Who's are reading it.
Yeah, of course they are. And then Ray's everywhere, dude. How do you not know this? But it was such a classy retort, though.
I thought the best one is, what did Ray buys Rocco's pizza for the crib. It was good.
That was.
The one thing at El Minuto that I didn't get, I only get one or two things there. It's either the carne seca. They actually do corn quesadillas.
Okay.
So, again, quesadilla, flat top, but they do it on a corn tortilla instead of the flour.
Yep.
It's better.
Yep.
It's way better. So get it with chicken. And their flat top, as you know, a really well-seasoned flat top that's been working for 40 years, has an extra special love to it. Theirs has that extra special love to it.
I bet there's a good love.
All right, Saguaro Corners, what's the hours of operations of what's going on for summer?
Essentially 11 to 9 every day. We do brunch Saturday and Sundays. We open up an hour earlier.
Okay, very cool. And then Mulligan's?
Mulligan's right now it's 2. We're doing like 2 to, 2 to 2.
Okay, very cool. Well, thanks for a great
hour. Thanks for having me.
I covered 57 subjects.
As long as we talked about SZA and... viral loads. The morning's complete.
I'm just following the science and the data, baby. Frank Antonori coming up next. Wake up.